Hello everyone. Hello Mikan.
Hello, Annabelle. Hello, everyone.
So I have a very good news because we are starting to receive feedback from our audience. And after we shared the first podcast, one of my friend and the school teacher of my daughter brought me a book she said I might be interested in, and she really thought that it would inspire me. And she was right. The author is Emin Sunin. He's a Buddhist monk. He wrote The Things You Can See Only When You Slow Down. And he's quoting the Dhammapada. And I will put in the description below the reference, the full reference of this quote. But basically, it says, no person can be found who has been, is, or will be only criticized or only praised. Of course, some of us who start something new are more vulnerable to critics, and we all from time to time suffer the imposter syndrome. But what I find really interesting is that even those who no longer judge, who are way past the mirror effects of our critics coming back to us like a boomerang, those too will be subject to critics. And what I find even more relevant on a spiritual journey, like the one we are on, the inwards journey, is that we should pay as much attention to praise than we do to critics, because praise tend to reinforce our ego, feeding us with the story of how we are important and how we are better when that's not the case. Mikan, could you please guide us on how to deal with critics, the feeling itself, but also regarding the person who brought the critics to our attention, because that critics itself might generate some anger, and that too need to be addressed.
Yes, happy to do that. When someone criticizes you, you tend to have a reaction to it. Oftentimes it's emotional, hurt, anger. It can lead to a tendency to flee or attack, whether it's in your thoughts or in your physical action. And this is quite normal. Someone exerts an energy on you, and there's an energy response. Now, what you can do is, before taking action, perceive what your inner response is to this criticism, to this attack, to this energy. Feel your inclination to respond. Feel the feelings that the criticism brings up for you. And be with your inner response before outwardly responding. If you allow yourself to fully feel and process and experience whatever it is that is triggered within you as a result of the criticism, then you're more at peace with that. Then you're okay to feel whatever that criticism brings about within you. Once you're okay with feeling everything that the criticism brings about in you, you're in a clearer space, more peaceful, more accepting of what you are experiencing. And then it may feel right to respond or not. Sometimes it may feel right just to walk away. Other times it may feel right to ask a question. Other times it may feel right, but not often, to stand up. It really depends on the circumstance and the inner guidance you're getting in that moment. There's no right and wrong way to deal with criticism. There's only what you can do, and the processing either takes place within you or without you, so outside of you. If you wish to persist in the patterns you've learned in the past, then you respond automatically and you don't do any inward work. If, however, you wish to process this inwardly before responding, then you do the work. I guess that's a good reference to the name of the series, Annabelle.
It is. I appreciate that. And you're right, we can process this as this experience shows up, but also sometimes when we haven't reached that day, or maybe the pattern is so strong within us that we're probably overreact. But after, when we are back home, when it's all safe and it's all settled, we can process it. It's still okay to process it. It doesn't matter as long as we are willing to go inward and do the work, regardless of when we can do it. And that needs to be put aside. It's a judgment we put on ourselves. I should have gone inward. I should have done this and I should have been able to. No. That's, you do whatever you can do and that's good enough. And do the inward job anyway.
I agree. Part of it is humility. If you realize that you're doing something or not doing something or feel you should have done something, forgive yourself. If you were doing all you could do in that moment, then it's absolutely okay. Don't blame yourself for not having been able to do more at the time if you truly intended to do the most that you could do. And if you did the most of what you could do in the moment, then forgive yourself. Be okay with it. Learn from it. Maybe next time you'll do it differently. So indeed, take it easy on yourself and just keep at it.
Yes. And as my favorite guru in the world would say, that is fine too. Until I read that quote from the Dhammapada, I thought we only got criticized when ourselves we would criticizing or judge others. But my understanding now is that even realized being can be criticized. It can, of course, if we're processing that, all the thoughts, feeling and sensation within us, we process that. That might remove from our experience most of the critics, but it might also not. And that's fine too. We carry on. As you said, when we process it, it brings the peace that helps us to carry on regardless of if the critic has been removed from our experience or not.
Well, here's what tends to happen. When you're ready to process something like this pattern of responding, for example, in anger to criticism, and someone comes to you who perhaps burns a little bit brighter within themselves, when you perceive their energy, their being, when they may say something that actually triggers this response within you, not from ill intent, but because it was right for them to say it. Oftentimes what happens is their energy carries over into you and your pattern is triggered on purpose. It is actually sometimes even strengthened. So when you say something that you know is true to someone, and they fight you because they don't like hearing what you have to say, that is generally what happens. And then when they're able to process their emotions and their response, perhaps in the moment, perhaps later on, like you say, then that was the trigger for them to get to work on dealing with it. So it's not true that if you're only light within, that you only perceive, that's not exactly true, that you only receive light without. People respond from where they are, from where their consciousness, their awareness is. And if their awareness is focused on responding to criticism and anger, then that's what they're going to deliver. And if you bring more energy into that, it's going to come out perhaps even stronger. So that's not a problem. It's just a means of making it more recognizable. And that in itself offers a lesson. So when something becomes more recognizable, more visible, it allows people to more easily realize what's going on and take action on it.
Yes, that's right. And also that's the work of a teacher, a spiritual teacher, to bring awareness on the pattern we are not yet conscious in the consciousness of the student. And I know many times you have done this for me. Now I know your tricks, so I know what you're trying to do, but I'm willing to go with you along and learn more. But at the beginning, I was a little bit surprised that those kind of things were coming from you until I realized you were doing it in purpose to help me. So that is actually very kind. And I think once this emotion has been processed from someone who did it for positive reason, for growth, all the resentment will completely fade away. On the contrary of someone who brings these critics for a negative purpose, and in that case, it doesn't matter, it needs to be processed as well, and the negative side of the experience will only stay with the person who is not working on that, who is not processing that, and you will also be able to let go of the resentment of your side and be at peace again. And that's a wonderful experience when it's processed.
Yes. Now, there are different ways to support people. You can choose, indeed, sometimes this path of confrontation. The goal is not confrontation, it's just to share truth. And truth can be scary. You can choose to convey truth with power. You can choose to convey truth with love. It depends on the person. It depends on the circumstance. So sometimes, I don't know, you tell me, sometimes you may have found the guidance was soft and gentle, and sometimes it was hard and tough. But what's your experience?
Honestly, from you, it's always been gentle. But the pattern, the feeling that the resistance within me was most of the time very harsh. Because if you had to bring it to my attention, it means my ego was spending a lot of energy to avoid that pattern. If it's an average pattern, I would say I can see it myself. But if it's really something I hate, then I tend to resist a lot about it. And when it comes out, it's harder to process. Really not a pleasant experience to do. But from you, it always came out of love, and that's always what I felt. But we are just discussing here what a teacher would do for a student, and I would not advise any of the inwarders to do that for anybody else at this stage until you really have reached a certain level on the spiritual path. Because even if you have the right intention, sometimes it can be entangled in what I would describe as a spiritual ego. When we are conscious to be on this spiritual path, we tend to think that we know better than others, and that is still ego. And I know that to be true because I experienced it as well, and not that long ago. So I would leave those positive critics in purpose to bring the pattern to awareness of someone we love and we want to help, just for the teachers for now. That would be my best advice.
Which is fair, Annabelle. But at the same time, you know, don't be afraid of getting caught in that spiritual ego trap, because then the fear itself will place you there.
True. And I think it did many times.
And now
I'm seeing it more easily, because it tends to repeat more often when it needs to be addressed in our experience. Then it's easier and easier to spot. And then as we said, at the beginning, we can only deal with it afterwards. But because it repeats itself when it's the right time to deal with it, then I can even spot it while it's happening, and I can decide to process it and let go of it. And most of the time, I just don't need to act at all.
Good.
And what about the praise? We live in duality, and that seems to be the other side of the coin. Real freedom is not about getting praise, but I think it's being neutral either way. Can you please tell us more about the level of compression we experience when fully being? About, do we still see critics and praise, or does it come as the same thing?
Praise is wonderful because people have no resistance to it, generally speaking.
It's true.
Not always. And for those that somehow resist the praise,
they feel it might not be true.
Go inward and figure out where it comes from. If there's no resistance or anything, you're in harmony with it. So if you're in harmony with praise, then that's fine. If you're in harmony with criticism, then that's fine. If you find you're resisting anything, investigate. So being in harmony with something, really being with something without fighting it, just accepting your awareness of it fully, all aspects of it, regardless of what it is, regardless of what it triggers. The full acceptance of the thing is the being with it, is the harmony of it, is the full awareness of it. You don't fight it. It's there. You acknowledge it. You recognize it. You accept it fully. You embrace it. You care for it. You love it. It's part of you, part of your life, part of your experience, and it's appreciated as that. And you're thankful to God for that. It's not neutral. It's the full embrace of everything that you experience as part of you. And there's a joy associated with it, and a love, and a gratitude.
Shall I try it out on you?
Okay.
Again, I could not dream of a better teacher than you.
That's nice. And I'm pleased to hear that, Annabelle. Thank you.
You're welcome. So next time we're criticized, along with dealing with all that it creates within us, we can keep in mind even the fully realized being and the scent of our world are criticized from time to time. So there is nothing wrong with who we are and what we do. Keep going, being true to yourself. You got their attention, and that means that you're doing great as well. Thank you very much, Mikan.
Thank you, Annabelle.
This series comes to an end. Please share with us your direct experience dealing with critics or praise at iammikan.com or theinwaters.com. Thank you for listening and talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Bye.